Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's be honest. When was the last time you did a SWOT analysis and actually got excited about it? If you're like most entrepreneurs, it's probably been a while. We have been taught it's a foundational business tool, but it often ends up feeling like this dusty relic from your MBA. Why? Because we're using it wrong. The problem isn't the SWOT itself, it's the mindset we bring to it. We treat it like a static checklist instead of a dynamic weapon. We focus on our own business, missing out on the real gold mine, our competitors, and the projects that have the power to transform our trajectory. And if you do not know what SWOT is a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis. Classic business school tells us that we have to do this when we're building a business. And it's a little bit tired. It's a little bit outdated. It's useful, but again, a lot of people who have built a business have heard about a SWOT analysis. If you have not heard about a SWOT analysis, it is good to use. However, you can just skip the outdated version and listen to me today, because I'm going to teach you the best way to use a SWOT analysis that is not boring, that is definitely not outdated. We are going to rip up the old SWOT playbook and rewrite it. We'll uncover some hidden opportunities. We're going to figure out how to exploit competitor weaknesses and turn threats into launch pads for our business. So let's start with this. How do you SWOT your competition ruthlessly? Again, if you are just starting out, SWOT is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. Classic business school says that we have to do this for our own business, but we're going to flip the script. Instead of looking inward, we're going to turn the SWOT analysis outward onto our competition. This isn't about being sneaky or underhanded. It's about strategic intelligence. This is a competitor SWOT breakdown. Strengths. What are they really good at? What do customers rave about? You want to identify their core advantages. Weaknesses. Don't be polite. Where are they vulnerable? Is it customer service? Slow innovation? A clunky website? This is your chance to find the gaps you can exploit. Opportunities. Are they missing out on emerging trends? Is there a niche they're neglecting? Could a strategic partnership turn their weakness into your strength? And lastly, threats. Are they launching a new product that could disrupt your market? Is there aggressive marketing eating into your share? Understanding their threats is the first step to neutralizing them. This exercise isn't just about knowing your enemy. It is about identifying potential partnerships, spotting market gaps you can fill, and developing strategies that can leverage their weaknesses. So that is the first alternative way to use a SWOT analysis when you SWOT your competition. Now, you're going to SWOT your own projects, not just your company, but your own projects, because I want you to SWOT the projects that you are doing in your business like a venture capitalist. Instead of this boring, usual internal review, we need to approach this like somebody who's putting money into your company, because you have to be brutally honest, and a venture capitalist will rip your company apart, and you need to rip your company apart to understand what's working and what's not. So, project SWOT deep dive. Let's start with strengths. What makes this project that you are taking on in your company truly unique? Does it solve a pressing problem? Is the team exceptional? Be specific and highlight your differentiators. Weaknesses. What's holding this project back? Is it lack of funding, an untested market? Identifying the obstacles is key so you can tackle them head on. Opportunities. What are the potential game changers? Could a strategic partnership accelerate growth? Is there a larger market you haven't tapped into? Explore the possibilities with an open mind. And lastly, threats. What could derail this project? Are there regulatory hurdles? Fierce competition? Understanding the threats is essential for risk mitigation and contingency planning. So this approach forces you to evaluate your projects objectively that you're taking on in your business and making tough decisions. It's about identifying winners, cutting the losses, and maximizing your chances of success. Now, you've used SWOT on your competitors, you've used SWOT on projects within your business, and if you are listening to this and you've listened to this even before I started talking today, you've probably used SWOT on your business as part of your MBA project or MBA case study. But let's take this a step further. I want to talk about the SWOT matrix. So we've gathered all this intel. It is time to turn it into actionable strategies. This is where the SWOT matrix comes into play. Think of the SWOT matrix as a four-quadrant grid. On the x-axis, you have internal strengths and weaknesses and external opportunities and threats. On the y-axis, you have positive strengths and opportunities and negative weaknesses and threats. Now, start plotting your SWOT points into relevant quadrants. This visual representation will help you see patterns and connections that you might not have seen before. They may not have been obvious. So strategies will start to emerge. So strengths plus opportunities, S and O. This is your growth quadrant. How can you leverage your strengths to capitalize on emerging opportunities? Weaknesses plus opportunities, WO. This is your transformation quadrant. How can you address your weaknesses to take advantage of potential opportunities? Strengths and threats. This is your defense quadrant, S and T. How can you use your strengths to neutralize and mitigate threats, and then weaknesses plus threats, WT. This is your survival quadrant. What actions can you take to minimize your weaknesses and avoid potential threats? Here's an example. Let's say your SWOT analysis and SWOT matrix reveals an internal strength is strong brand reputation, an internal weakness is limited product line, an external opportunity is growing demand for eco-friendly products, and an external threat is competitor launching a similar product. Based on this, your SWOT matrix might suggest the following strategies. SO, leverage your strong brand reputation to launch a line of eco-friendly products. WO, expand your product line to include eco-friendly options to meet growing demand. ST, highlight your brand's commitment to quality and sustainability to differentiate yourself from the competitor. And WT, invest in research and development to stay ahead of the competition and avoid becoming obsolete. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Now, this is just a starting point. The SWOT matrix is a living document that should evolve as your business evolves. Revisit it regularly, update it with new information, and use it to inform your strategic decisions. Remember, the goal isn't just to survive, it's always to thrive. The SWOT analysis is a powerful tool, but only if you're willing to wield it with a new level of intention and ruthlessness. Stop treating it like a chore and start using it as a strategic weapon that it was meant to be. Now, you have mastered the tactical side of the SWOT analysis, but there is one more level to unlock, the SWOT mindset. Mindset is just as important as tactics. Why? Because the mindset forces you to understand that this isn't just a one-time exercise. It's about cultivating a way of thinking that keeps you constantly scanning the horizon, both internally and externally. It's about being proactive, not reactive, and it's about turning challenges into opportunities and transforming threats into fuel for growth. How do you adopt a SWOT mindset? Number one, you want to make it a habit. Schedule regular SWOT check-ins. Don't wait for a crisis to hit. Make it part of your quarterly or even your monthly routine. Two, you want to empower your team. Don't keep SWOT a secret. Share it with your team, get their input, and encourage them to think like SWOT analysts. Three, you want to embrace change. The business landscape is constantly shifting. Don't be afraid to pivot, adjust your strategies, and evolve your SWOT matrix. Number four, seek outside perspectives. Bring in advisors, mentors, consultants to challenge your assumptions. Offer fresh insights. They'll always, always challenge. These are the people that you want to have around you. And number five, you want to celebrate those small wins, right? Recognize and celebrate the victories that come from your SWOT-driven actions. This reinforces the value of the process and it keeps your team motivated. Here's the SWOT mindset in action. Here's an example. Let's say you're a tech entrepreneur. Your SWOT mindset might look like this. You're constantly scanning. You're always reading industry reports. You're attending conferences. You're networking with other entrepreneurs to stay ahead of the curve. You are proactively planning. So you're anticipating potential threats and developing contingency plans before they even become problems. You are adaptable. So when a competitor launches a disruptive product, you don't panic. You analyze their strengths, their weaknesses. You identify your own competitive advantages and you pivot your strategy accordingly. And you're also collaborative. You regularly gather your team to brainstorm new ideas, you challenge each other's assumptions, and you refine your SWOT matrix. SWOT matrix, SWOT applied properly, SWOT mindset is the ultimate advantage. In a world of constant disruption and uncertainty, the SWOT mindset is your secret weapon. It's a difference between being swept away by the tides of change and riding them to ultimately brand new heights. Remember, the SWOT analysis isn't just a tool, it's a philosophy, it's a way of life. It's a mindset of the relentless entrepreneur who refuses to be complacent, who constantly seeks to improve, and who never stops pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Now, lastly, let's bring this home by looking at how to apply SWOT to your own business in a traditional sense with a slight modification. If you will use the SWOT analysis, the SWOT mindset for your own business, this is what MBA schools, business schools teach you. You're going to do it, but you're going to do it through the lens of an investor. You're not going to do it through the lens of you, okay? So really savvy investors, they use a modified SWOT analysis to evaluate potential investments and make informed decisions. But this is what I want you to do for your own business. So how does a SWOT analysis work for investors? And by the way, maybe this is how you did it for your business, but the point is you're taking an objective, non-emotional lens to look at your business. It's going to be a harsh dose of truth, right? That's really what the goal is. So strengths. What are your company's core competencies? Is the team experienced and driven? And does the product or service have a unique value proposition? Weaknesses. What are potential risks? Is the market saturated? Are there regulatory hurdles? And is the company financially stable? Opportunities. What are the growth prospects? Is there potential for market expansion? Are there emerging trends that the company can leverage? And threats. What are the competitive pressures? Are there disruptive technologies on the horizon? Are there economic or political factors that could impact your business? By applying the SWOT framework that a potential investor would have, not only could you use this from an investor perspective to look at a business and see if it's a good investment, as a founder, you can use this to see what are the most important things you should look for. Because investors know that if you figure these things out and you ignore all the other noise, this is what can make or break a business. Because as an investor, financial analysis is crucial, but the SWOT framework, this particular SWOT framework, allows them to go beyond the numbers and assess the qualitative factors that can make or break an investment. It helps them understand the company's competitive landscape, assess the potential for growth, and identify potential risks. In a crowded market, investors and founders who can effectively utilize the SWOT framework have a distinct advantage. They can identify promising opportunities that others might miss, or they can avoid potential pitfalls that could lead to significant losses. Regardless, whether or not you're an entrepreneur or an investor, the SWOT analysis is a versatile and powerful tool that can help you achieve your goals. By understanding its nuances, applying it strategically, you can unlock new opportunities, mitigate risks, and make informed decisions that drive success. Remember, the SWOT analysis isn't just about analyzing data. It's about developing a strategic mindset that empowers you to navigate the complexities of the business world with confidence and clarity. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.